Butcher. It's Mike Wynn, and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. You know, we hardly ever play anything by unarguably one of the greatest jazz men of all time. So here is something from one of jazz's true, true originals.
Shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them a pearly white, just a jackknife as Maggie, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Maggie, dear? So there's not a trace of red on the sidewalk. Sunday morning lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is this someone? Mac the knife, yes, from a tugboat by the river, bubba. A cement bag's drooping down. Yes, cement's just for the weight, dear. Bet you Mac he's back in town. Look at your Lou Miller disappear, dear. After drawing out his cash, and Mac Heath spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Sookie Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanyard, sweet Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right. Years. Now that Mac Heath's back in town.
Else you need to know, really. Mac the Knife by Louis Armstrong on both trumpet and even more unmistakably on vocal. Recorded July 56. Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars. And this iteration of his long-standing All-Stars was Teddy Buckner trumpet. A thankless task when you think about it. You're alongside the trumpeter who's influenced everybody on that instrument since the 1920s. William Woodman trombone, Joe Darrenborg on clarinet, Harvey Brooks piano, Dale Jones bass and Jesse Sales drums. And that's from their appearance at the famous Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island. More trumpet now, rather different style though.
Thank you.
liner notes describe that song as a trumpet solo over hip-hop grooves. In fact, the song is an early compo by Ravel called Sound. The trumpeter, he switches to flugelhorn on a number of the tracks on this New York April 2013 recorded album. By the way, it's called First Impressions and subtitled Debussy and Ravel Project. The trumpeter, he said eventually, is Tom Harrell. I think it's the first classically inspired album he's made, but I'd have to check back through my Harrell collection to be absolutely sure. He's certainly more often funky, or dare I say it, hip-hop these days. Wayne Escoffrey, soprano here, tenor on most numbers, Charles Pillow on flute, Danny Grissett, piano, Raul Misik, guitar, Ugona Okegwo on bass, and Jonathan Blake, drums, plus Meg Okura on violin, Ruben Codelli, cello. Trumpet-less number next. Cole Porter's I Love You from a Hollywood October 92 recorded Pablo album. The leader is Ron Afif on guitar. We played something by him only a few weeks ago, but as is often the case, if it tickles my fancy, I then revisit other albums by that particular muso, and up pops this song. Brian O'Rourke piano, Andy Simpkins bass, and Colin Bailey drums. That was Afif's first album as a leader, and he credits the veteran bassist Andy Simpkins for helping him through the ordeal. Simpkins had worked with Afif's Uncle Ron when both were in George Shearing's group, and the young 11-year-old Ron remembers Simpkins coming to his grandmother's house for lasagna. Great memories. Big band next, led by, what else could it be this week, a trumpeter. We'll be right back. That was a samba from Belgrade. This album celebrates the 65th anniversary of the clumsily titled Big Band RTS. And for this event, they invited back their old boy, Yugoslavian-born Dusko Gojković. The alumni Gojković is now based in Germany, having lived for many years in the US when he was in Woody Herman's orchestra and subsequently Maynard Ferguson's sextet. Gojković wrote and arranged all the songs on this album. In fact, it's his album, really. The CD cover shouts Dusko Gojković with very small lettering for Big Band RTS. The RTS band is an 18-piecer, plus three special guests for this occasion. As well as Gojković, there's Martin Jakunovski on bass. The Macedonian has worked with Gojković for many years, and this album is called Latin Haze, so it requires a percussionist. And that's Panamanian Cesar Granados. We've just heard Samba do Carnival, recorded earlier this year, 2015. Last week, we featured a vocal by Jose James for the very first time. I mentioned then that one of the numbers on his album of Billie Holiday-related songs was the iconic Strange Fruit. I'm sure you well know the story of this song, but I urge you to listen to the lyrics on this unbelievably poignant protest song. The subject is obviously racism and the truly awful lynchings of young black men in the southern USA in the early 20th century, less than 100 years ago.
For the rain to gather. the sun to rot.
Strange Fruit was written initially as a poem by a teacher called Abel Meeropol in 1937. Meeropol wrote it under the pseudonym Lewis Allen to avoid repercussions from racist whites in the South. It was inspired by a photograph of two young black men, Thomas Shipp and Abram Smith, taken in August 1930 in Indiana, of them hanging from a tree to the delight of a crowd of whites. A truly shocking image. Meeropol put the poem to music himself. Billie Holiday recorded it in 1939 and thereafter used it as her closing number in nightclubs. Rules were set for its performance. Waiters had to stop serving and the room would be in darkness, bar a sole spotlight on Billie's face. There would be no encores. You can just imagine the impact of Billie's singing that in those conditions. One of the songs of the 20th century. Jose James gives us his interpretation, and it's magical and evocative. Jason Moran, piano. John Patitucci, bass. Eric Harland, drums. Difficult to follow that. could have chosen any or even all of the songs on this Live March 2005 album, recorded at the Tokyo Blue Note. The CD is entitled Tokyo Adagio. Can't recommend it enough. Gonzalo Rubalcaba is the pianist, Charlie Hayden the bassist. That song, and it's a very long one, so sorry, but I had to fade it out halfway through. That song is Solamente Una Vez, translated here into You Belong to My Heart, although the real translation is Only Once. This album has just been released. When Charlie Hayden was too ill to travel, he died just over a year ago, if you remember, July 2014. Charlie was playing tapes of previously recorded but not released gigs and came across his duo recording with the young Cuban pianist, and he called up Impulse Records. These tracks were selected from their four-night residency. Goodness, I do hope they release all the recordings from these gigs. It's Ellington next.
Thank you. And now comes our bass player, Junior Raglan, in the solo role of Jack the Bear.
Duke Ellington and his orchestra at Carnegie Hall, Jan 43. That Ellington compo, Jack the Bear, had been written for the band's pioneering bassist, Jimmy Blanton, who died 6 months before this concert. Junior Raglan had the unenviable job of taking over from Blanton and playing his solo spots, but he does the band proud, as we heard. It's a fabulous lineup in the band, inevitably. I'll single out the trombone section this time, as this must be the greatest trio of trombonists to ever come together. Tricky Sam Nanton, Juan Tisol, Lawrence Brown. Wow. This concert was also the official premiere of Ellington's possibly greatest suite, Black, Brown and Beige. It had actually been played at the Rye High School in New York as a rehearsal just before the Carnegie Hall concert. We'll play some of BB&B, as it's sometimes called, another week. I tend not to do touristy things, and I'm often the loser for that. But I did do a tour of Carnegie Hall some years back, and it was so exciting. Must see a concert there one day. The leader of this next number is the drummer, which may surprise you. Drummer and leader is Stan Levy, a much, much in-demand sideman. He played with Diz, Monk, Coleman Hawkins, Charlie Parker, George Shearing, so right across the jazz spectrum, but only made 5 albums under his own name. But in those 5, he enlisted the big names to back him. Zoot Sims, Jimmy Jufri, Claude Williamson, Richie Kamuka, Sonny Clark. And on this LA September 55 recording, it's Conti Candoli trumpet, Frank Rosolino trombone, Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, plus a silent on that track, Dexter Gordon on tenor. That song, as I'm sure you know, was Monk's Ruby My Dear. We missed Dexter on that number, so here he is now. Thank you. Dexter Gordon from a Hollywood November 55 recorded LP called Dexter Blows Hot and Cool. Dex on tenor, obviously. The brilliant but underrated Carl Perkins piano. Leroy Vinegar again on bass. Chuck Thompson drums. Jimmy Robinson, the trumpeter, is on three of the tracks, but I thought you'd had enough of the trumpet for this week. That was the Burton Lane Frank Loesser song I Hear Music, written in 1940 for the film Dancing on a Dime. Dex was a graduate of both the Lionel Hampton and Billy Eckstein big bands, and then became a leading figure in the emerging bebop period. He had some exciting so-called saxophone duels with Wardell Gray between 47 and 52, but was sidelined for much of the 50s due to his drug problems. This is one of only three albums he made as the leader in the whole of the 50s. But then he made a dramatic resurgence in 1960, luckily for us. Surprisingly, this is the first piano-based drums number for this week. Everything I have is yours. I don't mean that literally, he said hastily. It's another Burton Lane song. This time the lyricist was Harold Adamson. The song was first published in 1933 and it appeared in the film Dancing Lady in that same year. This Rudy Van Gelder recorded album for High Note is called The Big Push, recorded May 2005. Larry Willis is the pianist and leader, the wonderful Buster Williams on bass and Al Foster drums. And all can be called veterans, deserve to be called veterans. It's a very gentle melodic album. Much of Larry Willis's recent work can tend towards the freer end of our music. Going to hear a short and sweet vocal from Ronnie Scott's.
We're going to close with a ditty from one of Woody Herman's herds. And he used to have four saxophone players come out, and in unison they would do this ditty. It's a phrase. There's no lyric involved at that time. And so tonight we're going to do that song, but with a bit of harmony instead. So let me have my note, Meryl. That's my note. And what's your note, sir? And that's the harmony we're going to try for four brothers after four. One, two, one, one. A one, two, three, four. Brothers to you.
The great American singer Anita O'Day. She'll always be best remembered as the gloriously smartly dressed singer at the Newport Jazz Festival in 58, which was filmed and became the Jazz on a Summer's Day documentary. But she was much, much more than that. Here in March 86, she's at Ronnie Scott's. Her regular pianist, let me have my note, Meryl Hoover, and her regular drummer John Poole, plus local boys Tommy Whittle, tenor, and Lenny Bush, bass. Four brothers. We're going to close this week with a title song from a December 62 LP called Fire Down Below. It's by trumpeter Ted Curson. Yes, the trumpeters just had to come back and give us this Latinized calypso. Gildo Mahonies is on piano, George Tucker bass, Roy Haynes drums, and the all-important Montego Joe congas. Fire Down Below. Huge thanks for listening and hope you've enjoyed this week's selections, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Gwynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, keep well.